FITT, you're listening to episode number 3 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Vamprate. Today we talk the FIT principle. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome to episode number 3 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. Again, I am your host, Ryan Vamprate. I'm your registered kinesiologist, or you can just call me Coach Ryan. So on the first two episodes, we did a little bit of an intro. You got to know a little bit about me, about the CCB. Second episode, we dove a little bit into the psychology behind getting started on your health and fitness journey, and we ask the question, when do you say when? And really that comes down to, you know, when is it time to just say, you know what, I'm going to rip off the Band-Aid. I'm going to take that leap. I'm just going to go for it and start my fitness journey. You know, regardless of the fear that is there inevitably, you know, that old cliche that the longest journey starts with the first step is certainly true. And that's really what, you know, we want to try to help you with here at the CCB show and the CCB program. So hoping you got a little bit of something out of that. And today, you know, I wanted to keep it fairly short and sweet. The topic I'm going to talk about today is actually pretty in depth. And it's something that when you call me and we have our coaching call, it's something that we could really dive into more specifically. But to get on this topic and dive in really deep would take forever. And you know, you'd fall asleep probably listening to it, because it is one of those things that it makes a lot of sense when it comes to exercise and health and fitness, but it's very applicable to you as an individual. So what that is the FITT principle. So everybody always wants to know, well, how do I exercise? How much do I exercise? When do I exercise? What kind of exercises do I do? And there's a pretty simple formula that we use to get people going, and it's called the FIT principle, ironically enough. I did not come up with it, but it makes a lot of sense, and I use it often. So FITT, that stands for frequency, intensity, type, and time. So frequency being how often should we exercise, intensity being, you know, how hard should we exercise? And that's a really tricky one that we could go into for a long time. So we're going to, you know, skim over that a bit. The first T is type of exercise. So obviously what types of exercise should I be doing? And the other T is time. How long should I be exercising for? So let's start with the actual, we're going to jumble around a little bit here. It doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, right now, but it will when I put all the pieces together. So let's actually start with types of exercise. So this is something that people are pretty familiar with. So the types of exercise that we really look for are cardiovascular exercise. So the things that strengthen the heart and the lungs, they, you know, assist in prevention of heart disease and diabetes and, you know, work to moderate cholesterol. It's really that heart, lungs, blood vessels, basically becoming stronger, more efficient, and sort of like a more smoothly running machine. So that's the cardiovascular side of it. The other type of exercise that we all know of is strength training. So, or you would hear it be called resistance training. You know, let's just call it strength training. So basically it's how do we get stronger? And, you know, most people, they would think, well, we need to go to the gym and lift huge weights like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Hulk Hogan, or, you know, they oftentimes are called the meatheads of the gym. And that's not really a fair, it's not really a fair statement, because, you know, I know a lot of extremely intelligent individuals that are like bodybuilding world champions and such. So, but the strength training aspect is still important for everybody, regardless of, you know, what your goals are. So those are the two ones that are really commonly known. And the other one that's known as well is stretching or mobility training. That's the buzzword lately. And to be honest, I actually like the mobility training buzzword, because it really makes a lot more sense to what most of us are trying to achieve. Stretching, you know, you think about, you know, Stretch Armstrong or Gumby, or, you know, like an elastic band, and you're trying to get stretchy and be as long as possible. Yeah, kind of, but that's really not what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish is mobility within your joints. And again, because this topic could be so long and in-depth, I am skimming over it a little bit, but basically your body is made up of bones, and bones are pulled on by muscles, and the joints are where the bones interact with each other. So, you know, if we only had one bone from our hip down to our ankle, we wouldn't be a very mobile mobile individual. So we have a joint, which is the knee joint, and that joint is pulled on in the front and in the back and even on the sides by muscles and that cross those joints, and those joints are held together by ligaments. So it's just a finely tuned machine that your body is. So that's the mobility side of it, is we want to train the muscles and all the systems that work the body to have you become, you know, as mobile as possible and have the biggest range of motion. So those are the three types of exercise. So cardiovascular, strength training, and mobility training. And that's what you would hear a lot about when you talk to me. The other questions are a little bit simpler, don't require as much explanation. So we've got the type of exercise. So let's say time. Okay. So how long should we exercise for? Well, then you would look at each of those three types of exercises, and you would set a goal for each of those three types of exercises in terms of time and frequency and intensity. So for time, for cardiovascular, you know, it's a building process. Again, it really depends on where you are starting, but we're just going to use an example. So for generally healthy and mobile individual, for cardiovascular, we would want around 30 minutes. And that's, you know, that's walking, that's riding a bike, that's swimming, that's something that elevates your heart rate and keeps it elevated. For strength training, you know, we don't need a ton of time doing that. You know, you can have a pretty straightforward strength training routine in 10 or 15 minutes. You know, you hear people say, well, I went to the gym for 2 hours, and I look at them, I'm going, well, that's kind of a waste of time, because you don't need to do that, right? For most people, the goals that we have, you can accomplish a lot in 15, 20, 30 minutes. And then mobility training would be about the same, you know, 10, 15 minutes, you can accomplish a lot. So really, you know, it doesn't take a lot to accomplish the various types of exercises. And again, the complicated part goes, well, when do you do each of those? And again, that's very individual, because sometimes you could do all three of those types of exercise in one day. Sometimes you only want to do those types of exercises every so often. So it's very individualized. And I'll try to wrap it up a little bit and give you a bit of a template right at the end of this podcast. So that's time. So how long do we do each of these types of exercises? So then we'll go to frequency. So how often do we do it? And I would say this is probably the number one key to take away from today's show is frequency. Everybody asks me, you know, what's the secret to exercise? And really, there's one word. One word is consistency. And to be consistent, you need to exercise frequently. So if you exercised once a week, probably not going to cut it. Do you need to exercise 6 or 7 times a week? Well, you could, but again, we're not needing to create super duper athletes here. So we want to figure out what is the general amount of exercise that's going to make progress. So I guess the best way to think about it, I use this analogy often, is if you're going to learn to play the piano, and I'm going to learn to play the piano, and let's say today is our very first piano lesson, and we get an instruction, and good, we're on the same page. You go home, you play the piano and practice 4 times between now and next week. I go home and I watch TV. Well, when we go back to the piano instructor next week and we need to progress from lesson 1 into lesson 2, who's going to have a better chance of doing that smoothly and actually make progress? Probably you, because you've actually practiced. Where me, when I went home and sat on my butt and ate potato chips, I didn't get that practice, so I'm not really setting myself up the best way to make progression. And exercise is the exact same way. I call it hunt and peck exercising. So if you basically, you know, wander around and go, ooh, I'm going to do this today, and then a week later, ooh, I'm going to do this, and you just, there's no structure to it and there's no consistency to it, you're not going to make progress. So think of exercise like you would think of learning any other skill. And with that, you understand that being consistent and doing it on a frequent basis is key. So the last piece of the puzzle is intensity, and that's how hard do you exercise. So you let's look at it again at the three different types of exercise. So cardiovascular, there's a few different ways. One is your heart rate, and that's very specific and something we would work out together. So, you know, you don't want your heart beating, when you're exercising, you don't want your heart to be beating as hard as it is right now while you're just sitting here listening to me. Well, I guess unless you're listening to me on the treadmill, which is, you know, awesome, two thumbs up. But if you're just sitting at the chair, having your coffee, listening to me, your heart rate is pretty close to what's called resting heart rate. That's not a heart rate that's going to actually create progress. However, if you sprinted up and down the steps five times to the point where you're almost going to black out and we took your heart rate, that's probably a bit too high. And we really don't need your heart rate to be that fast either. So there's kind of that happy medium, and we would figure that out for you. So that's one way. That's a very objective and very specific way to figure it out. A couple subjective ways. One would be a scale rating of 1 to 10. So 1 being you're going to fall asleep. 10, you're going to pass out because you're working too hard. You know, hopefully right now you're at like a 3 or a 4, you know, you're not feeling like you're doing anything strenuous, but obviously you have to work to keep yourself upright. But when you're exercising, we want you to be somewhere in that 6 to 8 range. And that's very subjective, right? You feel, how hard it is, and nobody can object with you. If you say, well, I feel like I'm working a 9 out of 10, and I say, well, you don't look like you're working a 9 out of 10. Doesn't matter. If you feel that way, that's what you feel. So that's a very subjective way to do it, but it's a good way for you to get to know how hard you should be working. And the other way is called the talk test. So if I came up to you and you're on the treadmill and you're rambling on like I am right now, you know, not out of breath and just, you know, talking a mile a minute, I would say you're probably not working hard enough. But yet if I was talking to you and you could barely get 2 sentences out, you know, like you're, I am doing good. Yeah, that sounds weird, I know. But if you were exercising like that, I would say, okay, you're probably going a little too fast. So it's that somewhere in between. And again, this is all something that we can work at together. So intensity in terms of strength training, well, again, that's really specific. But ideally, it's a progression thing. So usually you're going to hear something to the effect of 3 sets of, you know, 10 to 15 repetitions. So for an example, let's say you had a machine where you're doing, or let's say you're doing squats. So 3 sets of 10 squats. And by the end of that, you know, you're pretty tired. And in between each set, you might take like 30 seconds. So you do 10 squats, rest for 30 seconds, do 10 squats, rest for 30 seconds, 10 more squats, rest for 30 seconds. If that feels tough, fantastic, great. But what we would try, you know, in a week or two is we try adding maybe a couple more repetitions. And then once we got to a point where you could do 3 sets of 15 repetitions, then we might try to add some weight, like holding on to some soup cans or a bottle of laundry detergent, etc. And I'm saying this as if you're doing this from home. So you can see where all of this has a progression, right? So again, on that cardio side, if you feel like you're working at a 6 out of 10, that's not bad, right? And then eventually we want you to maybe work at a 7 out of 10. So it's all a progression. And mobility, the mobility intensity is really low. So that's going to be pretty much as intense as you're feeling right now sitting here listening to me. So there's your fit principle. And I know we did it kind of backwards and a bit jumbled. We went from type to time to frequency to intensity. But if you put it all together, it actually makes a lot of sense. So if you come to me and say, you know, I don't know even where to begin in terms of going for a walk, I'd say, okay, well, what I want you to do is I want you to aim to walk at least 3 times at a moderate intensity. So, you know, you feel like you're a little bit short of breath, but you're okay. You can still communicate. And I want you to do that for 20 minutes. If you're just starting, if you can do that for 20 minutes, awesome. So you see right there how we did that, right? F is the frequency. So I want you to walk 3 times a week. I is the intensity. That's the moderate intensity. You know, you're slightly short of breath. T is the time. So 20 minutes. And obviously the other T is the type of exercise, which is walking. So that's the fit principle. And that's the template that I follow. And that's the template that generally we would give anybody. And from there, you can moderate all of those different variables. You can moderate the time, the intensity, the frequency, the combination of the different types of exercise you do together. So it is simple. You can make it very simple, but in order to keep you going and keep you progressing, you can also make it very challenging. And that's exactly what I'm here for, is to help you with that. You know, it's just about being out there and doing it on a regular basis. So, you know, if everything today kind of is a bit of a jumble and you're not quite sure how the fit principle all fits together, call me, right? We can discuss it, and it will make a lot more sense in your personal situation. But if the one takeaway you have from today is, you know, what is that secret to exercise? I'm going to tell you right now, it's consistency. It's being out there, it's doing it on a regular basis, and it's progressing your body little by little. So if you are consistent and you challenge yourself a little bit more every single time, obviously being safe, then you're going to notice the differences. And that's, you know, on the grand scheme of things, it sounds like pretty simple advice, but you know, we need that guidance. We all need someone to push us. Even me, I need somebody to push me occasionally, right? And that's why we have our friends and people that will motivate us. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. That's about as basic as I can make the fit principle, again, because it's so individualized, but that's the secret of the information you'll get from me. And it's basically how we can fit all of those pieces together and how we can fit that into your life. So I thank you guys for listening. This is episode 3. There's a ton of topics out there that I can cover and I will cover, and I'll just keep rambling on with all my topics that I think are interesting and valid. You know, unless I hear from you guys, but I really want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your barriers. I want to hear, you know, what's stopping you from exercising, or conversely, what got you going exercising? What do you love about exercise? Anything, just shoot me a message, either, you know, on Facebook, on my email, on the email list. The big key now that we've done this rebranding and we're rolling along, is our WordPress webpage. And that's kind of the central hub where you can find the links to everything. So you can find the links to, obviously, this podcast, our YouTube video, Facebook video, Twitter account, email list, regular email account where you can call or where you can email me to book your one-on-one appointments. But that's going to be our central hub. So the WordPress site, and I'm going to do this a little bit slower so you can either write it down or remember it. So it's https://, and those are forward slashes. So https://, and this is all one word, ccbhealthandfitness.wordpress.com. So that's https://, ccbhealthandfitness.wordpress.com. Ooh, okay, that's a mouthful. So one last bit, and then I'll sign off for the day. So my regular email, the easiest way to do all this, if you couldn't remember the WordPress site, is ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So reach out to me. Get in touch. Let's hear your stories. Let's hear your barriers. Let's hear any topics that you want me to cover, and we'll get rolling. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have an amazing day, and yeah, enjoy your weekend. All right. I'm Ryan. Thanks for listening. We are going to chat again in a couple of days, probably. All right. Cheers.